everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with Ray Allen. Ray's producing and engineering the show, always does a fine job for us on the other side of the glass, but he's also been on this side of the glass, and he does a fine job there as well. So, thumbs up to Mr. Allen. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's Tuesday, the 7th of June, 2016. We broadcast from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice, and here's the important thing, not only broadcasting from KVOI, but live streaming. So that means you listen to the program anywhere at KVOI.com or BuckmasterShow.com. The live streaming really changing the complexion of broadcasting. You listen anywhere in the world that you have access to a computer. We begin with our man in Washington, D.C., Terry Bracey, followed by our man on the Tuesday Moneymaker Report, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, who gave me a very nice thumbs up, which means a solid performance on Wall Street so far anyway. We've still got a few hours to go before the market closes. 12:30, Karen Hollisch joins me. Karen is just such a delightful young lady who heads up development at Pima Animal Care Center. They're very excited. They're preparing the way for a new animal care facility, which is going to be state-of-the-art, really going to be a beautiful facility. We close out the show with former UA College of Medicine Dean, Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley hosts our monthly segment, Your Meds, and this month we'll be talking about what has become an epidemic, people using these opioids, the painkillers. So it's a huge issue. All right, to Washington and the live line, Terry Bracey, who has enjoyed a long and distinguished career as a key aide to Congressman Mo Udall. He went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He is senior partner in the respected governmental affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, and he represents the city of Tucson and the Central Arizona Project among his many prestigious clients. Terry Bracey, how are you?
Bill, I'm just fine, and before we start, let me congratulate you on entering another Hall of Fame. Oh my gosh, you and my other friend Bill with two B's, Bill Bradley, are just eating up all those prizes.
Well, no, it was a surprise, and to be still remembered in Las Vegas for my work there in the 1970s, it really is very exciting for me. Thank you, Terry. Terry, I know you follow your Washington Nationals baseball, and I follow the Chicago Cubs, and the Cubs are having, I think they're the winningest team in professional baseball. They're having a great season.
Well, you know, they're on a path to win 116 games.
Wow.
Which is really quite amazing. They are the dominant team in baseball, and good for Chicago. They finally have themselves a great team. But it's a fun year for us here. The Nats are a very good team, and the Nats, I think, and the Giants will probably present a challenge to the Cubs, but I don't see how anybody's going to get around the Cubs this year. So, well, good for you, Bill. That's your club.
It sure is. And, well, we don't want to, hopefully we won't be jinxed as we get into the postseason. Long season. The 2016 presidential race, barring some kind of earth-shattering events, we have our two nominees, Trump and Clinton. And I do want to point out, Terry, and rightfully so, you so far in our conversations here during this presidential race, you've been really right on about the races. Let's talk a little bit about some of the factors that you see determining the outcome of all of this.
Well, Bill, you know, we all have our own biases and our own candidates and whatnot. So I thought what I might do instead would be to try to tell everybody about this group of political scientists who have been right all the time.
Hmm.
They have picked every race since the early 1970s, and they actually have a list of 10 key factors which they grade very carefully, and then they eventually come out with the right answer. So you want to go through those? I mean, if somebody wants to take a pencil and write them down.
Yeah, let's see if we can get through all 10 here in the next 8 minutes or so. And I would assume at the top of the list, Terry Bracey, you begin with the candidates.
Exactly. Even in this age of party polarization, this is still most important, which candidate meets the needs of the moment. You know, Trump is represents radical change, Clinton's stability and experience. Pick one. Two, the current president's job approval rating is most important. And President Obama's Gallup numbers are rising quickly and are above 50% for the first time in ages. If this sustains, it will help Clinton. Three, the state of the economy. Will this last disappointing jobs report lead to a recession, or will the slow, steady growth continue? And who best could handle an economic crisis? Could this help Trump? Four, foreign policy and terrorism. Traditionally, Americans have looked to Republicans to be tough on terrorism. And certainly Trump, you know, Bill, fits his mold to the extreme. The question is, has he gone overboard?
Oh, yeah, that's a huge question. And I'm going to guess that social issues play a role here, too.
Absolutely, and Senator Sanders has dramatized that in his campaign. So there's going to be a lot of discussion about income inequality and the so-called rigged economy. Big issue. And also, Bill, coming up now, and I think it's not good, but it's going race and ethnic division may also be a major concern thanks to the recent rhetoric of Mr. Trump. So how that plays out.
Hey, Terry, about, and I know this is going to be one of the items that will be coming up, and it has to be, it's a factor, about running mates. Do you think perhaps too much is made about the running mates?
Well, the professors make the case that rarely does the running mate make much of a difference. And they tend only to make a difference if, as in the case of LBJ for, say, JFK, for John Kennedy, delivers a huge state like Texas. Or, most often, when the vice presidential candidate becomes controversial or is caught in scandal. So think Sarah Palin or Senator Tom Eagleton. But no, it's not a big a factor as you'd think.
Then you've got your swing states.
The political polarization now has reduced the presidential race to about five or six states. And Arizona may be viewed as a swing state this year. But most of the South and the Midwest now goes automatically red. The coasts, west and east, go blue. The northern tier states have been going blue. And the Democrats start with a huge electoral advantage, and Trump will have to break that. And he will, in order to win the presidency, he will have to greatly elevate the number of white voters, and he will also have to win virtually all the swing states.
Well, the one of the items is scandal, I assume, right?
Scandal is
yeah.
always there.
And each candidate's got that, a check mark in that particular category, right?
Well, yeah, here we go with Secretary Clinton's emails, and then we have Trump University. So stay tuned, which of these plays out.
Go ahead.
And then, you know, number nine is demographics, and this has really become critical, although it's a more long-term trend. But what's happening is we're becoming a more ethnic diverse country, as everyone knows, and the white population, voting population, is going down by the year relative to the total vote. So this plays probably to the advantage of the Democrats, particularly if certain minority groups, say the Hispanics, Latinos, are riled up about things. And then you have to combine that with their last factor, which is turnout, and what causes people to turn out. Now, ordinarily, that would play to the advantage of say, Trump, because you've had Democratic presidents for two terms. And the country likes to change, and usually the turnout goes that direction. But this year, it's not all that clear.
This whole dust-up with the judge, the federal judge, what do you make of all of that, Terry Bracey?
Well, I think it's really sad. Number one, I think that Mr. Trump may have his beef with the judge, but he's got no business bringing his private business into the presidential campaign. They're separate. they're separate. I mean, Nelson Rockefeller never brought his private business into a campaign. I don't care how rich you are. You know, government is one thing, private business is another. So there's a lot of commentary on that, but it's wrong. And secondly, I can't believe, I mean, I have friends, my Republican friends, and there are many, are frankly embarrassed. Everybody's holding their heads about this bill. Now, how long it goes on, how long it stays, you know, the news moves on quickly, and Trump no doubt has time to recover from this. Let's see if he does.
You know, getting back to your factors here, your nine factors, did you say this group has been right on over the last, 25, 30 years, something like
picked
that?
Picked everyone.
Wow.
Including Ronald Reagan when he was behind in the polls to Carter by 30 points.
Wow. And they have not made a decision.
They haven't made their pick yet this year. They wait till the nominees and the conventions are over, and then they make their pick.
You can't and I'm out of time here, Terry, but, you know, getting back to that whole dust-up with the federal judge, and you've been around a long time. You've worked on presidential campaigns, going back to when Mo Udall ran for president. I mean, you've been around a long time. Have you ever seen a candidate who would kind of stick to his guns over this particular kind of an issue?
Only George Wallace. He was a very different kind of candidate. But people warned him time and again that the kind of racism which he was voicing just wouldn't stand. And he's kind of stuck to his guns. But no, I've never seen anything quite like Mr. Trump. I have a lot of admiration for what he pulled off in the Republican primaries. But, you know, as soon as you win a primary election, the next day you should be on to the general election.
Right.
He's had basically a month where he's had this thing wrapped up, and he's been tripping over himself. And so I heard Senator Flake interviewed, I think, yesterday, and he has not endorsed Trump. And he expresses the kind of concern I'm hearing from an awful lot of Republicans.
All right. Terry Bracey, thank you very much. I always appreciate your very insightful commentary. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Bill.
Terry Bracey from Washington, and from here in Tucson, Green Things is our nursery of choice. They do such a great job. They started off with about 4 acres, are now on 13 acres, 33 greenhouses just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of Brandy Fenton Park, 3384 East River Road. Check out their free seminars that they have, their classes, the gardening classes, every Saturday morning at 10, greenthingsaz.com. Be right back. The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster with some exciting news. You could win a $1,000 or a $500 travel voucher to one of 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson International Airport in the Travel Smart with TUS contest. Register for free through Tucson International Airport's Facebook or Twitter pages, or go to the website travelsmarttus.com. Good luck. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman. Pretty good day on Wall Street, but then... It could have been better, let's put it that way.
Right, and it's not over yet. We had been up close to 100 points, now we're up about 50 points on the Dow. Actually, the S&P is still nicely positive, but the NASDAQ has dropped into negative territory. What we're seeing is the Tuesday Bill Buckmaster show effect.
Yes.
We hate that.
We hate that. But anyway, we move forward, and Terry Bracey had some very, very interesting things to say about this team of political analysts. It's just been right on, I guess, with all of their predictions over the years of the presidential races. And Terry said, of course, the economy is one of the major factors.
Right. And what we know about the economy is that it has been steady growth for 7 years. We know that we're 7 years into a market recovery. And we know that 7 years is pretty much at the outside of what we get. Now, there's no rules that say a recovery has to be 6 years or five or four or 10. We really don't know. What we're seeing that is unique in this recovery has been the slow movement out of what was actually, since the Great Depression, the deepest recession we've ever had. But there are some other indicators, Bill, that kind of indicate that maybe there is some unique qualities to where not only this economy but where the world economy is right now that make it hard to compare this recovery with other recoveries from the past. And those are the things that are somewhat alarming. We always talk about the fundamental question that I ask, when we have a couple of bad days, has anything really fundamental changed that would cause movements in the markets like what we may see on any given day? And if the answer to that question is no, then we ignore those blips up and down and that volatility because we know that the economy is headed in a certain direction.
But this time,
well,
may be different.
Yeah, and we've been talking about this now almost since the end of last year. There are some fundamental changes that have been coming into the econometric data that allow us to scratch our heads and say, well, is this something that can be fixed or is this something that is going to characterize the economy on a going forward basis for a good long time? And one of those things has been, you know, the globalization of world economies. But when you see for a continued period of time the dollar as strong as it has been, when you see commodities as weak as they have been, when you see uncertainty in, for instance, with the British exit, potential exit from the Eurozone, those kinds of uncertainties are fundamental. And our markets have been very, very resilient in kind of shrugging off that kind of headwind effect. But what we're now seeing is what we probably should have been seeing several months ago, which is a slowdown in the labor market. Now, we saw it with a bad report on Friday. The question is, was that an outlier or is it the indication that something really fundamental is happening? The number itself was probably worse than it could have been because of the Verizon strike. But it's still, we've had, since 2013, we've had on average about 200,000 new jobs a month created. And yet last month we had 38,000.
That's a dramatic drop.
If you put the Verizon numbers back it's still 70-something thousand, which is a third of what we were expecting. And so what we have to do is look forward to see if there's something, again, fundamental that's changed. There's another indicator that just came to light. It's called the Labor Market Conditions Index. Now, this has been kind of this stealth index that has been around for a while, and it combines 19 different labor market indicators to see if, just as Terry Bracey was talking about 10 indicators of a presidential election, this is 19 indicators of where an economy might be going. And this one has been showing some weakness for several months now. And so if that's a good indicator of where the economy might be headed, I think, and we know that, for instance, Janet Yellen likes this index a lot. What it could very well mean is that the Fed is going to put any interest rate increases on hold, at least for the summer. And you and I have been talking about the fact that I haven't believed we'll get an increase until September. And that's looking more and more likely now. And that's what the markets over the past couple of weeks have been kind of reacting to, the likelihood that the Fed will do nothing for a while.
I wonder if some of this this dismal job report is a reflection of the strong dollar and how difficult it has been for Americans who export products.
Absolutely.
Making them very expensive overseas.
That is exactly right. We have been waiting to see what the effect of the strong dollar would be, and we keep on, month after month, shrugging it off as the markets continue to accept more risk and some propensity to accept risk into portfolios. But at some point, that had to have an effect, and I think that Friday's report kind of reflects that.
Well, you know, you can't just it's more expensive when the dollar is strong. It's more expensive for American businesses to do business in foreign markets.
Right. But what's been taking up the slack has been the automotive industry for the most part. And what we've seen is a very strong demand for cars here in the States. And we've seen pent-up demand for other durable goods that have really kind of minimized the effect of lower exports on the overall economic numbers. But I think at this point, we're going to start seeing that effect. And, you know, when you're traveling to Europe or you're traveling around the world, having a strong dollar is a great thing. But
But then when you come back and look at your portfolio, and it may not be as strong as you like.
Right, in fact that's the effect. So my concern right now is that we're seeing that long-term effect.
And what can an investor do at this point? Just ride the course at this point?
Well, again, you have to be properly balanced.
Yes.
But if you have a propensity for risk because the markets are going up, and as you know, I believe they'll continue to rise this year, then the flight has to be to quality. What we need is to be invested in companies and in industries that typically shrug off volatility.
Let's see if we can work a quick call in, Shelley. Jeff has a question about interest rates. Go ahead.
Hi, Jeff.
Yes, good afternoon. I had a question. Speaking of volatility, this latest round seemed to be triggered by 0.25% interest rate somewhere back in late September, October, somewhere in there, I'm sure you remember. And just like throwing a switch, all of a sudden everything was in turmoil. Now, I can assume that it was somewhat overvalued before that. But my question, I guess, in general is, does 0.25% interest, one way or the other, have that kind of an effect on the stock market?
No. Yeah. A quarter of a percent is going to have very little effect in a macroeconomic sense. It's the psychological effect that it has as the Fed talks about normalizing interest rates back to maybe 3% and having restoring into their quiver of ammunition to really protect the economy from downswings. Right now, the Fed doesn't have very much ammunition they can use. So when they say we're going to be restoring interest rates, that does have an effect. So it wasn't the 0.25%. And I believe the interest rate increase was in December, but we saw a drop in the markets before then, Jeff.
Right.
And so what we're seeing, I think, is sensitivity not to the quantitative effect, but the qualitative effect of what the Fed says in its pronouncements.
All right, that's Shelley Fishman. Shelley, the best way to reach you?
Through the Buckmaster Show site.
.com, buckmastershow.com. Shelley, hope what's a great week for you. Thank you, sir.
You too, Bill. Thank you.
All right, be right back.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Our business and technology section takes a different look at the economy from the Mises Institute, the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, Mises Global Economic Trend Analysis, and the Daily Bell. It is business and technology news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Ama Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Wednesday for a conversation about education with Diane Douglas, Superintendent of Public Instruction for the state of Arizona, plus U.S. Senate hopeful Kelly Ward. Buckmaster live noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice AM 1030 KVOI with live streaming podcasts and show archive at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Does it feel a little cooler today? Maybe marginally. When it gets over 105, the increments of comfort level sort of are very difficult to gauge. One of my favorite people with me now in studio, Karen Hollisch. Karen is Director of Development and Marketing. She does such a great job out at Pima Animal Care Center. And the work they do there is a cause I believe in very strongly. How are you, Karen?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having us. And you're always such a champion to our pets. We can't thank you enough.
Animal advocate, Bill Buckmaster. That is very true. Okay, the new center, we're all waiting to get that going. The new animal, the new building. There's a lot of site preparation that had to go into this. Nowadays, you can't just go out and kind of bulldoze some land. There's all sorts of archaeological considerations.
Correct. Yeah. We are in the archaeological exploration phase right now, and we have fantastic people on the job, and they're finding artifacts from folks from around 550 AD. So all of that is being taken care of in the best possible way so that we can break ground for our new shelter by the end of the year. And if you come out, it's really exciting because dirt is flying around. The trailer I used to work in has been moved. Another trailer's been moved. We're all squished into the shelter like sardines, but it's actually really exciting, and everybody is so grateful to the voters who approved the bond for the new shelter.
Overall, what will this facility encompass?
Oh, I mean, it's just going to be a state-of-the-art modern humane care campus.
Will it be one of the best shelter facilities in the United States?
I think so, because we're already one of the best county shelters in the United States based on our operations. And once we have a building that suits us, we're only going to get better. So yes, it's going to be tremendous, and it's going to be awesome. We have amenities planned for both the pets and the people we serve to make their visit to the shelter or stay at the shelter more comfortable. For example, we're going to have a separate admissions area for dogs and cats. Currently, right now, if you've ever found a stray pet or brought a pet that you can no longer care for to our shelter, you have to sit outside in the hot sun. Dogs and cats are nose to nose. It's very stressful. It's very hot. In the new shelter, there's going to be separate areas for you to bring dogs and cats. So that's going to be so much less stressful on the people and the pets we serve. So we're really excited.
The admissions will be a huge improvement. Mm-hmm. And then where the animals will be housed will be much better as well.
Yes. All of our housing is going to be brought up to humane animal care standards. You know, our shelter was built in 1968 as a place to hold animals for a few days and typically put them to sleep. You know, as we, you know, strive to save them all and give every pet as much time as they need to find a home, the space just isn't working for us. So it's going to be great. We're going to have things like catios, which are spaces where some of our older cats, our cats who are maybe a little harder to place and who are going to be with us longer, will have safe access to the outdoors so they can get fresh air as well as be inside.
There'll be patio furniture as well.
There will be.
Yeah, there you go.
There will be.
The catios. I want to talk about the Pet Support Center. Your lead Pet Support Center person that you have recently hired, Cynthia Stella, who has been a longtime dog rescuer, is coming on board.
Yes, actually, Cynthia has been with us for about 6 weeks now, and she was brought on to do a really important job. We got a grant this year from PetSmart Charities for about $150,000 to start a pet support center. And this is a phone bank staffed by three caring professionals who will be there to help pets and people by answering questions about adoptable pets in a timely way, by helping people who are struggling to keep their pets get the resources they need to keep pets in their home, and by scheduling the admission of healthy owned pets whose owners can wait a few days or a week until we have kennel space and resources to take in the pet.
Like a pet hotline.
It's like a pet hotline. And, you know, it's always, I will completely admit, it's hard to get folks on the phone at PAC, and this is going to be a tremendous resource for our community. This is just what we need, and it's going to help us keep our shelter population appropriate for our organization and make sure that we can give the animals in our care the best possible care.
Yeah, it is hard to get sometimes somebody to the phone, and that's understandable if you've ever been out there. I mean, you all are running around because you've got multiple tasking that you're doing. So this is going to be a concentrated effort with these particular phone lines available.
Correct. And Cynthia has just been in this industry for more than a decade, and she's working to hire her two Pet Support Center assistants now. So we are really confident that this is going to be a great program. We're basing it on Arizona Humane Society's similar program. That's a Phoenix-based nonprofit mm-hmm. shelter. They're at the cutting edge of this sort of thing, and PetSmart Charity said, we want you to go and learn from them, and we want you to do this in Pima County. So we've been given a tremendous opportunity, and we hope to get the phone line running in early fiscal year 2016-2017.
I think it will help the adoption rate.
It will, because it can be hard to get someone on the phone at PAC. And if you have a question like, is this dog good with other dogs? You know, that's exactly what they're going to be there to do.
And, of course, our adoption rate has gone up dramatically.
It has. Our adoption rate last year was 90% in 2015, which mm-hmm. is just leaps and bounds above where we were just years ago. But we are in our most challenging time of year.
This is a difficult time. Right. I was thinking about you and the gang out at Pima Animal Care over the weekend. Here it was 110 to 115, and people are thinking, 113 someplace. People thinking, well, what the heck? I want to adopt an animal, but I don't really want to go outside. And I was thinking it must be difficult getting people into the shelter this time of year.
It is, because we have a lot of snowbirds who aren't here. People are just averse to going outside.
You got the kitten issue that's going on.
Well, and it's our most challenging time of year intake-wise. We're taking in more than 55 pets every single day.
Wow.
So, you know, the need is really there this time of year. So we just urge you, if you're looking for a new family member, please come out and see us. One thing that we have now that I think was different from the last time I was here, Bill, is we have pets at four PetSmart locations across Tucson. So we have cats and kittens there 7 days a week. So even if going out to the shelter is too far or mm-hmm. too overwhelming for mm-hmm. you, go on our website, pima.gov/animalcare, see our PetSmart locations, and go to the one closest to you. And we often bring dogs there on the weekend, too.
That's great. PetSmart mm-hmm. has really joined, teamed up, huh? Doing a good job.
PetSmart Charities and PetSmart, are some of our biggest supporters. And
your guardian angels.
They really are. We're really lucky that they want to invest in our community.
If people come across kittens, what do you do?
Well, if you find, it's really hard, because all of us listening who love animals, if you see tiny newborn kittens alone, your first instinct is to swoop them up and take them to safety.
Yeah.
But in a lot of times, those kittens are actually just waiting for their mother to come back in a matter of minutes, and their mother offers their best chance of survival. So we recommend that you watch to see if mom comes back, and then if mom comes back, we've given you some tools on our website to learn more, but if mom comes back, let the kittens get to a big enough point where they could come to our shelter for adoption or spay and neuter and return to the community. So
Karen Hollisch with us on the Buckmaster Show, and Karen is the Director of Development and Marketing, and a lot of people have stepped up since you've taken this job. One of your things is to bring in new money to the organization, a support organization, and you're doing very well in that regard.
Yes, we have the Friends of Pima Animal Care Center. Mm-hmm. We wanted to start a nonprofit partner for the shelter.
There you go.
And the Friends of PAC is currently a project fund at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, and it has been a tremendous way to help the animals. You can go to friendsofpac.org to learn more, but the Friends of PAC buy things for the animals that either aren't in the county's budget for this year or that are too hard for the county to get. So it's bought things like, we actually just invested $10,000 in supplies so that our foster parents can save the lives of parvo-positive dogs at home. So it's really doing innovative and life-saving things.
Any specials coming up if somebody's listening to the program and thinking about adopting?
Well, our prices are always just very affordable.
I know they are.
I don't actually think we have any major specials on the horizon, but...
Just say you heard about it on the Buckmaster Show.
Actually, if you say you heard about it on the Buckmaster Show, we will give you a half-off adoption fee.
There you go.
How's that sound?
That sounds excellent.
I'm going to go let everyone know.
All right. Thank you very much. Karen Hollisch, thank you very much. And we always appreciate the work you do. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. We're going to take our break right here. Dr. Ray Woosley is with us. Dr. Woosley is former head of the UA College of Medicine, and he's also head of Credible Meds. But we're going to talk about opioid addiction. And this really, it's a huge problem in this country with people on pain pills. But until we meet and talk with Dr. Woosley, I do want to recommend, we were talking about the heat with Karen about how hot it was here last weekend. You know, over in Silver City, one of our fine sponsors, take a three-hour drive, and they really, the temperature over there is a lot less because they're at a mile-high elevation. And it's a great place to go. So again, it's only 3 hours. Great places to stay like Bear Mountain Lodge. Many things to do. Hiking in the Gila National Wilderness. Got some great restaurants in historic downtown Silver City. So it's a good weekend getaway. Let's take our break right here. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. I've got one wife, 5 kids, 2 grandchildren, and I'm afraid I live in a place where some of those scorpions get in the house, and I'm here to report one of the smartest calls I ever made was to my friend Shelby Hawkins at 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? The only scorpion the Lehmans ever see is a dead one. Call.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across Pima County. More than 730 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. Thanks to our partners in the public for collaboration, participation, and support of the RTA plan. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to our communities, the RTA truly is making a difference. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Welcome back. The name of the program, My Last Name, to Buckmaster. It's time for our monthly focus on the Buckmaster Show, focusing on your medication, how to take control of your health care. We call it Your Meds, and it features Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley, the former UA College of Medicine dean. He is also founder and now president emeritus of the very successful Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, which is known as CPATH, Dr. Woosley's latest venture, the creation of Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. If you have any questions about your medication, it's very easy to use Credible Meds, their website, and it's visited each day by several thousand people from 180 countries. Visit CredibleMeds.org today. Dr. Woosley, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. Good to be with you.
Well, thank you very much. There's been a lot of talk about opioids. There was a lot of talk about the addiction problem of many Americans, but then the death of Prince really brought this into focus once again, didn't it?
It sure did. And, you know, historically, we've had epidemics of opiates. I mean, going all the way back to the opium smoking, the morphine, It's been part of our society, our human existence, since recorded time began. And it goes in waves, and we're in one of the biggest waves we've ever seen in this country. And it's an unintended consequence of the medical practice trying to do better in controlling pain. But the problem is, with that pain control comes an awful lot of addiction. And there's a lot of things. It's a perfect storm of things that have happened that have resulted in this, and it's not going to go away quickly, but everybody's becoming aware of it, thankfully.
What are opioids, and how widespread is this particular narcotic?
Well, as I said, the problem began really, well, let me go back and answer your question first. Opioids are morphine-type chemicals. They're from the opium plant, and that's where we get morphine, and that's where the drug industry has developed chemicals that are very similar, drugs like OxyContin, oxycodone, fentanyl, the drug that Prince was taking when he had a sudden death. You know, there's about 37,000 deaths each year due to medicines, and opioids are the biggest component of that, 17,000 at least deaths every year. And this began because of doctors trying to better control pain. But when a lot of people are in pain, they take the medicines longer than they should, and they become addicted. They eventually find they can't afford the very expensive prescription narcotics, and they've switched to very cheap heroin, which is like $4 a dose, as opposed to OxyContin, which is $50 a dose.
Mm. And this has become so widespread. 1 in 10 Americans now addicted to opioid pain relievers or illegal narcotics. And those that do have the problem, it isn't real easy to get off this stuff, is it, Dr. Woosley?
It isn't. It's one of the worst addictions. It and nicotine are the two greatest addiction that humans suffer from. And the withdrawal is painful. It's the urging to experience opioids again is just life-changing. People are willing to kill to get another dose of an opioid. So it takes over your body. And the sad part is it often begins, again, from unintended consequences. You know, you get a root canal, and you're given a 10-day supply of an opiate. And, you know, 1 or 2 days may be necessary. But even then, you know, there are other medicines you can take for pain, sometimes medicines that will treat not only the pain but the inflammation, which is an important part of treating these illnesses. So, sadly, a lot of people get these prescriptions for opioids, and they put them in their cabinet in case they need pain relief. And going back and treating yourself is very dangerous with those, because you can get addicted. 1 in 10 people in this country are addicted to opioids of one form or another, either prescription or heroin.
So what are the alternatives? I think that's our bottom line here. What are these people, what do they have? What choices?
Well, you're talking about people with pain or...
Well, the people, you know, and not so much getting off of it, but the people that hopefully before they become addicted, what are their choices to manage pain without going to the heavy artillery?
Right. I think that's the most important thing, because it's estimated that at least half of the opioid prescriptions could have been something else, and the two big alternatives are in two classes, the aspirin-like drugs. You know, historically, it also came from a plant, the willow bark, and it has the advantage, aspirin does, of controlling pain and the inflammation. So it'll take out the swelling that helps the tissues heal. Now, there's a lot of aspirin-like drugs on the market today, Motrin, Advil, Naprosyn. So there are many of these that are available even without prescription, and doctors use them especially for severe inflammatory pain like arthritis. Another type of pain reliever that doesn't treat the inflammation, though, is acetaminophen or plain old Tylenol. So it can be just as effective for many types of pain, but it does have the problem, like all medicines have a problem. So the fine print on this one is that if you take acetaminophen, don't take more than 4 grams a day, or you could really wipe out your liver and need a transplant even. Especially if you drink alcohol regularly, acetaminophen, you have to watch the dose to keep it below 4 grams a day.
And if you take too much of either of those, there can be a rebound effect. So, I mean, it's a vicious circle, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, mentioning rebound, there's some new data that helps us understand why opiates are probably causing so much addiction. There's data indicating that Vicodin especially and Oxycontin, when they control your pain, as they wear off, you become more sensitive. You experience greater pain than you had before. And that means you take more the next time, and then the next time you take more and more, and it starts that deadly cycle of that just guarantees that some people will become addicted.
What can someone, how, we mentioned it's very difficult to get off it, but if someone wants to get off it, it is highly recommended. If you no longer need it, in other words, try to get off it. And what does that process, Dr. Woosley, that detoxification process, what does that include?
Well, first of all, let's say try to take, if you're prescribed any of these drugs, to take the minimal amount that you can get by with and get off it quickly. If you do find that when you try to get off, you're having withdrawal symptoms and you're having the craving, work with your physician and initially, the one who prescribed it, to help. They can help you get off with a regimen. But if you're really addicted, you need to see a pain specialist, an addiction specialist. And you can contact the Pima County Health Department.
they can refer you to one of the many outlets in the county. I say many. We have several, but we never have enough. This has become such an epidemic that there are waiting lines for treatment, and we need to get these people into therapy and keep them into therapy. There are medicines that can prevent the craving that can be taken that will allow you to resume a normal work and lifestyle. You can continue to function, whereas you can't if you're taking these opiates. They knock you out, and you're dopey, and you make mistakes. Mm. But you can return to work by taking some of the drugs like methadone, buprenorphine. There are several forms of buprenorphine available now. So there are treatments available, but you've got to seek them. There's just recently, last week, approved some implants that you can put under your skin with buprenorphine. Wow. That will last up to 6 months.
Wow. All right, Dr. Woosley, thank you very much. We'll look for your work on crediblemeds.org. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome, Bill. And just remind everybody, don't try to treat yourself.
There you go. Dr. Ray Woosley with us for our Your Meds segment. We thank Dr. Woosley. Coming up this afternoon, Mike Shaw. Mike and Ray Allen teaming up together for the 4 Tucson at 4 show. Then we do 3 hours of local talk, 6 to 9, Wake Up Tucson, the first 2 hours of the three. Then the Daily Double with Christy Simone and a different guest host. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you. We have Diane Douglas for a full half hour, the Superintendent of Public Education tomorrow. So perhaps you have some education questions, 790-2040. Get them ready for tomorrow. We'll hear from you then. Until then, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.